back. By the way, is Rav Kornfeld back?
Yes, he's back.
We probably have a lot of backlog of work to catch up on. He's been away for a week. Been sunning himself on the beach. Right. We are up to the Gemara. We started it yesterday. Let's have a look at it properly. On the fifth last narrow line, the Mishnah said that we have examples of mitzvahs where essentially the zman is kol halayla. Nonetheless, we say that lechatchila you have to perform the mitzvah by chatzos. So, of course, the reason why we're discussing this is because of Kriya Shema. That was our prime example. But the Mishnah said it's not the only example. What was the other example? The other example was Hekter Chalovim Ve'evarim. When you have a carbon which you shechted during the day, so the various parts of the carbon are put onto the Mizbeach at night. Until when? So Me'ikradin all night long. But Lechatchila until Chatzos. So we have two examples altogether. Number one, Kriya Shema. Number two, Hekter Chalovim Ve'evarim. So the Gemara asks as follows. Have a look on the fifth last line. Hekter Chalovim. Ve'ilu achilas psochim loy ketoni? Question mark. But achilas psochim, the mitzvah of eating a korban Pesach, is not mentioned. The Mishnah does not say that there's a further example of achilas Pesach, and the Gemara is asking a question. Surely we should have mentioned that example. Because achilas psochim, even though we eat korban Pesach only until chatzais, but essentially the mitzvah is all night long. How do I know? V'ramini, we can ask Akasha, because it says Kriya Shema Arvis, example number one. V'halel B'leile Psochim, number two. V'achilas Pesach, number three. And that's what we're homing on. That's what we're homing in on. But when it comes to eating a korban Pesach, mitzvoson ad sheyale amud hashacha. So it's true, we all know that we try, for example, nowadays to eat the afikomen by chatzos. Just like the korban Pesach also has to be eaten by chatzos. But nonetheless, the Brice is telling us that even though we eat it by chatzos, but essentially the zman is actually until amud hashachar. So in which case, the Gemara is asking Akasha, why did the Mishnah not mention this as another example? We could have said, Kriya Shema, also Hekter Chalovim, and we also could have given a third example of what? Of Achilas Korban Pesach. We could have said this is another example of a mitzvah which essentially is allowed to be performed all night long, and yet we only do so until Chatzos. Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So that's what we saw yesterday. Now we're continuing. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, loy kasha. Ah, Rav Yosef, you came back on the right day. You got a mention over here. Omar Rav Yosef, loy kasha. No, this is not a difficulty. Why? Ha, Rav Elazar ben Azaria, and ha, Rav Akiva. Now, before we proceed to explain that, but we all understand that the Gemara has thereby answered the question. Because apparently it's Machlokes Tanoim. So for one Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, one is authored by Rabbi Akiva, and there's no point in reconciling it because there's a Machlokes and each Mishnah is authored by a different Tana. So therefore, is it or is it not true that Korban Pesach can be eaten all night long, Mi'ikah Hadin? The answer is Machlokes Tanoim. So it's all very well that you've brought me a Mefurish Abraisa that says a Korban Pesach can be eaten all night long. But our Mishnah does not hold that. Our Mishnah holds that Korban Pesach cannot be eaten all night long. Therefore, you can't ask a question, why does the Mishnah not give an example of Korban Pesach? There too, also, you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah all night long. It's true, an opinion like that does exist, but that's not the opinion of our Mishnah. So for the Gemara has already answered the question. But now let's see further details. Who's Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria? Who's Rabbi Akiva? We know obviously they are great Tanoim, but where do we see what their opinion is over here? Says the Gemara, De Tanya, we're on the last narrow line. De Tanya, it says in the Torah, this is a pasuk in Parshas, Boy, va'ochlu es ha-basar ba'layla hazer. It says you must eat the basar, this is obviously the basar of the Korban Pesach. When must it be eaten? Ba'layla hazer, on this night. Which night? On the 15th of Nisan. Now, we have a machloikas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, how to understand this pasuk. Opinion number one, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer on the first wide line, Ne'mar kan, it says over here, quote unquote, Balaylo hazeh. V'nemar lahalon, and it says to, says so too, it says further on, v'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'laylo hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to pass through Mitzrayim ba'laylo hazeh. So we have the famous principle called the Gzeirah Shavah. The same phrase that appears in this pasuk appears in another pasuk. Now let's ask ourselves a question. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pass through Mitzrayim? It's true, Balaylo. Which part of Laylo?
Chatzos.
Says the Gemara, Ma lahalon ad chatzos. Just like over there with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu passing through Mitzrayim, it says Halaylo hazeh, and we know that's referring specifically to chatzos. It's afkan ad chatzos. So too over here, when it says you should eat the Korban Pesach, ba'laylo hazeh, what does that mean? Again, till chatzos. So even though the Mishnah said, even though the Pasuk says you should eat the Korban Pesach, ba'laylo hazeh, which maybe we would have translated to mean the entire night, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, through the medium of the Gzeirah Shavah, has taught us that no, it's not what it means. You have to eat the Korban Pesach, even min ha-Torah, by chatzos. How do I know? Because it says Laylo hazeh over here. It says Laylo hazeh with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu passing through Mitzrayim. There's chatzos, here's chatzos. So, by the way, according to this, do we all agree that our Mishnah is no longer problematic? What did the Mishnah say? That Kriya Shema, even though lechatchila by chatzos, but essentially Kriya Shema can be read all night. Example number one. Then what did the Mishnah say? Example number two. Another example is Hekta Chalovim Ve'ivarim. Hekta Chalovim Ve'ivarim can be done all night. So what was Gemara's kasha? Why didn't you mention Achilas Pesach? So do we all agree that we've just gone and answered that question? Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Korban Pesach cannot be eaten all night. It can only be eaten until Chatzos, and that's why our Mishnah is wonderful. It did not mention Achilas Pesach as an example of a mitzvah that could be performed all night long. Why not? Because apparently our Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has just gone ahead and told us that Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. Yeah, everyone's with me, so the Mishnah is good?
Yeah.
Now, what about the Braisa? We did have another Braisa that says quite clearly that Achilas Pesach can be eaten until the morning. Okay, we're going to see. That's a different opinion. Says the Gemara on the third line, Omale Rabbi Kiva. Claire said, Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, V'haloi kvar nemar b'chipozoin. It's true, you're homing in onto the words V'alaylo hazen, you have your gzeira shav, etc., etc. But I'm sorry to tell you, you've ignored another word. It says that you should eat Korban Pesach b'layla azeh b'chipozayin. Now, how do we translate b'chipozayin?
Haste.
With haste. It says the Gemara, you have to not just translate it, you have to explain it to mean ad shas chipozayin, until the zman of chipozayin. Why do we eat Korban Pesach b'chipozayin?
To leave,
we're flirting with the 49th level of with the 50th level of tumah. We got to get out of here.
So just like we left Mitzrayim b'chipozayin with haste, so too we have to eat the Korban Pesach b'chipozayin. One moment. When did they leave Mitzrayim b'chipozayin? At Chatzos or at the end of the night?
Morning.
Yeah. The morning. Says Rabbi Kiva, if that's the case, I'm sorry to tell you, you missed out a very important word. You focused on the words halaylo hazeh and made a gzeira shova halaylo hazeh, halaylo hazeh is chatzos. Excuse me, it says it's got to be eaten b'chipozoin. Why do you have to eat it b'chipozoin? Ad shas chipozoin, until the moment of chipozoin. When was the moment of chipozoin? When was the moment that Klal Yisrael left in haste? It was not at night. It was at day. So I'm sorry to tell you, Sir Rabbi Kiva, the way I learn the Pasuk is, V'ochlu es ha-bosor ba-laylo hazeh, you can eat the bosor in this night, but when? The whole night. All the way until the Zman of Chipozin, which was the Zman that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in haste, which is the morning, it's not at Chasis. So we have a very, very big machlekes. Until when does one eat the Korban Pesach? And the answer is, it is a colossal machlekes tanoim. According to the first opinion, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, you can only eat Korban Pesach until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Kiva, no, until the Zman of Chipozin, which is the morning. Have a look at Rashi. Shas Chipozin. When is the Shas Chipozei, meaning the moment that Klal Yisrael left in haste, says Rashi, Shenech Pazu Lotzeis, that they hastily left Mitzrayim. When was that? V'hainu Amud HaShachar. Klal Yisrael did not leave in haste at Chatzos. Rather, they left at Amud HaShachar, Kedeksiv, Loi seitzu ish mi pesach beisoi ad boiker. It says you must not leave your houses until the morning. So when did they leave their house? Only in the morning. So now let's press pause for a moment. Have we answered up the Mishnah and the Braisa?
Yes.
Yes, we absolutely have. How so?
We've got, well, the Mishnah is authored by one Tanna and the Braisa by Rabbi Akiva.
100% correct. The Mishnah, when giving us examples of those mitzvahs that could be performed all night long, did not talk about Achilas Korban Pesach. It spoke about Kriya Shema, it spoke about Hekta V'chalovim, but it did not speak about
Korban Pesach.
Achilas Korban Pesach. The big question was, but in the Braisa it says quite clearly that Achilas Korban Pesach is until the morning. Stira. The answer is no, it's no stira. It's a machlekes, but it's not a stira. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria learns from the words halayla azeh to say that Korban Pesach is eaten by chatzos. Rabbi Kiva learns from the word chipozein until the morning, and never the twain shall meet. So therefore, the Mishnah, which did not quote the example of Korban Pesach until the morning, obviously is authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that says that Korban Pesach can only be consumed till Chatzos. Whereas the Braisa that said quite clearly that Korban Pesach can be consumed until the morning, that's Rabbi Kiva who says the Chipozin. So everything is wonderful. Now, there is one small problem. The Mishnah has been reconciled. The Braisa has been reconciled. That's all fantastic. What's not so fantastic is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, when he said that Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. He didn't just make it up. He learned it from the words Halaylo Hazeh. So the $64 million question is, how does Rabbi Akiva deal with those words? Yes, Rabbi Akiva concentrates on the word b'chipozoi. That's all very well, but how do you deal with the words b'alaylo hazeh? Why did the Torah write b'alaylo hazeh? After all, it wrote b'chipozoi, and b'chipozoi means until the morning, so why do you need the words b'alaylo hazeh? That, as yet, is unanswered. Says the Gemara, the end of the third line, Im Kain. If that's true that you're learning from the word Chipozoin to mean all night long, Ma Talmud Loima Balayla, quote unquote, question mark. So why did the Mishnah ever say anything about Balayla? What should it have said? It should have said, V'ochlu es habosor b'chipozin. Totally miss out the words balaylo. It should have said, v'ochlu es habosor b'chipozin. You should eat the meat hastily. And Rabbi Akiva would have derived from there, hastily. Hastily must mean in the time the Klal Yisrael left hastily, which is the morning. So what do I need the words balaylo hazeh? What's the word balaylo hazeh teaching me? According to Rabbi Osman Azaria, it's very good. Balaylo hazeh, I make a gzeira shava to teach me to chatzos alaylo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed through Mitzrayim chatzos, so too we come Pesach until chatzos, and that's how he learned from the words balaylo hazeh. But Rabbi Akiva does not go with those words balaylo hazeh, he goes with the words chipozin. You can't just ignore halaylo hazeh. Says the Gemara, came ma tamud loima balaylo, question mark. So why does the Torah have to write the words balaylo at all? Says the Gemara. Yochel, because I might have been able to think, what would I have thought? Yochel, I would have thought, Yehei nechal kekodshim bayoyim. We know, Rabbosai, very important principle, that every korban has its allotted time for eating the korban. You cannot just eat it when or where you choose. It has as an allotted place, but what we're discussing is the allotted time. Now, normally, how long can you eat a korban for? Normally, the answer is either for a day and a night or for 2 days and two nights, but minimum a day and a night. So normal kodshim, if you sacrifice a korban at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when do you eat that korban?
That night.
That very day. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, until the end of the day, and the following night. By the way, parenthesis, this is an enormous anomaly because we know that in Jewish law, the night always follows the day. Excuse me, the day follows the night. Vayehi erev, vayehi voker. In Kodshim, with regard to korbanos, for reasons that we're not going to get involved, the rule is the opposite. The day does not follow the night, but rather the night follows the day. So therefore, if you're makriv the korban during the day, until when can you eat that korban? The answer is the entire duration of the remaining part of the day plus the following night. So here comes the big question now. When exactly does one eat the Korban Pesach? I know until when. According to Rabbi Akiva, until when do you eat the Korban Pesach? And the answer is until Chipozim, which means until the morning. But when do you begin? I know when you have to end by, but when do you begin?
Safe.
So what What would I have thought? Normal rules apply.
During the day.
I would have thought you shecht your korban Pesach in the afternoon and you can begin eating it straight away. During the remaining part of the day plus the following night. And yet the halacha is not that way. When do you eat korban Pesach?
From the night. Okay. I mean, from states.
Correct. How do I know that? From these words, Balaylo Hazeh. The big question was, according to Rabbi Kiva, who focuses on the word bechipozing, to teach us that korban Pesach can be eaten all the way till the morning, the question is fine. But what do you do with the words, Balaylo Hazeh? And the answer is, yeah, it's wonderful. Balaylo Hazeh is to teach me that korban Pesach is different to all other kodshim. All other kodshim can be eaten bayoim ubalaylo, and korban Pesach can be eaten only balaylo. Look at the Gemara. Yochel on the fourth white line. Yochel, I would have thought, yehei nechal kodshim bayoim. I would have thought that korban Pesach can be eaten just like all other kodshim, i.e. beginning at daytime. Talmud Loima, Balaylo, quote unquote. What does that come to teach us? Balaylo hu nechal. It can only be eaten at night, veloy bayoy. Look at Rashi. Yochol yehi nechal, I would have thought that it could be eaten Kashar kodshim, like all other kodshim, which is b'yoyim shchitasei, even on the day that it gets shechted. For example, g'derech toida. For example, a korban toida, sha'af hi zman achiloso is yoyim echot. The zman of achilas toida is also just one day, but when does that begin, that one day? Immediately following the shchita. Va'oichol va'hoylech, and you can continuously eat the korban kol yoim shchitaso, the entire day of the shchita, v'halaylo, and also the following night, ad haboikeh, until the morning. They miss out the words kedin toida, the ksiv b'yoim korbonoy ye'ochel. We have a pasuk that teaches us that b'yoim karbonai, the carbon can be eaten on the day that it's sacrificed. So if I would not have had a pasuk of halaylo hazeh, what would I have thought? The korban Pesach is the same. So therefore, I would have thought that you shecht your korban Pesach at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you can begin eating it straight away, all the rest, the remaining part of the day, plus the following night. That's why the Torah has to say, no, sorry, v'ochlu es habosor balaylo hazeh, only at night. So now let's stop. Everything at this stage would l'chayra seem to make sense. We have a big machloikas until when can you eat korban Pesach? Opinion number one, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, until chatzos. How does he know that? From the phrase halaylo hazeh. It says that phrase halaylo hazeh over here. It says the phrase halaylo hazeh with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu passing through Mitzrayim. There's chatzos, here's chatzos, wonderful. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I focus on a different word. Which word is that? Bechipozei. Bechipozei means until the morning. The big question was, fine, but how do you learn the phrase balaylo hazeh? The answer is, that's to teach me a different halacha, which is what? That a korban can only be eaten at night and not the preceding day. Fine. Everything would l'chayra seem to have been answered, but the Gemara does not let up because there is one final word which has not been resolved. And you know which word that is? Hazeh. According to Rabbi Kiva, what does he learn from the phrase balaylo hazeh? The korban's got to be eaten at night, not at day. But for that halacha, you don't need to write balaylo hazeh. It would suffice to write, v'ochlu es ha-basar balaylo. and Balaila would teach me at night and not at day. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which was the first opinion, it's very good that it says Balaila Hazeh. Why? Because remember, he made a Gzeir Shava. It says Balaila Hazeh over here. It says Balaila Hazeh with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu passing through Mitzrayim. So of course I need that double word, Balaila Hazeh, to compare it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu passing through Mitzrayim. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does not learn that. Says the Gemara. Bishloimele Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's all fine and well according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. De isle gzeira shava. He holds of the gzeira shava, and therefore it's trichle michtav le. That's why it needed to write, according to him, hazeh. Quote unquote. You had to have the hazeh because that's an integral part of the gzeira shava. So that's all great. Elo l'Rabbi Akiva. Hi, this hazeh, quote unquote, my Ovid lay, question mark. What does Rabbi Akiva use the word hazeh to teach me? I know what Rabbi Akiva uses the word halaylo to teach me. And that is that the korban can only be eaten at night, but not the preceding day. But that does not resolve the word hazeh. So what on earth does Rabbi Akiva use the word hazeh to teach me? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the word hazeh teaches you. Lemi'ute, to come to exclude laylo acher. It's coming to exclude that you might have thought, for reasons we'll explain in a moment, that you can eat it this night, but maybe also another night as well. That's why I need a laylo hazeh, this night it can be eaten, to exclude laila acher hu da'osa. That's why it's coming. That's what this word is coming to teach us. It's coming to teach us that it can be eaten at night. Which night? Only this night. Now, why would I have thought that you can eat your Korban Pesach tonight and also the next night as well? Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you. Sal kedata chamina, I would have thought, ho yil u pesach kochim kalim. We all know that there's two types of kochim, lower level and higher level. What are they called? Kochim kalim and koche kochim. A chatos, for example, is koche kochim. But a pesach is a lower level kochim, it's called kochim kalim. What would be another example, says the Gemara? Veshlomim kochim kalim. Shlomim is also a kochim kalim. So if Pesach is a kochim kalim and Shlomim is a kochim kalim, so I would have been perfectly excused for thinking that the halachas of kochim kalim, of Shlomim, would apply to Pesach. Now, how long are you allowed to eat a korban Shlomim for? The answer is for two nights. So therefore, I have an absolutely license to think that what?
Pesach will be the same.
Pesach will be the same. Because Pesach and Shlomim are both Kodshim Kalim. Says the Gemara, Ma Shlomim ne'echolim l'shnei yomim v'laylo echod. Just like Kodshim Kalim, i.e. a Shlomim can be eaten for two nights and a day. What does that mean, two nights and a day? Meaning night, day and night. So I would have thought, af Pesach, nechal, shtei, leilois, bimkoim, beis yomim. So I would have thought that normally, how long do you have to eat a shlomim? 2 days and a night. So again, 2 days and a night means what? I makrib my shlomim at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. When do you begin eating it? On a regular shlomim? Straight away. That's day number one. followed by the night, followed by the next day. That's called 2 days and a night. Now, we already know that Korban Pesach is different, because Korban Pesach, as we've just explained before, you do not begin eating it straight away at day. So when do you begin it?
Night.
At night. I would have thought if a regular shlomim is day, night, day, so maybe this Korban Pesach, the equivalent would be night, day, night, such that you'd be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, not just tonight, but tomorrow night as well. And therefore, v'yehei nechal beis leilois v'yoyim echod. In which case, you can eat the Korban Pesach for 2 nights and 1 day. Komash malon. That's why I need to be told, balailo hazeh. Stress the word hazeh. Balailo hazeh hu nechal. It can only be eaten on this night. V'einoi nechal balailo acher. So now, Rabbi Akiva has successfully explained every single word in this pasuk. Again, what does it say in the pasuk? Va'ochlu es ha'osor balailo hazeh b'chipozein. B'chipozein, as far as Rabbi Akiva was concerned, means what? You eat the Korban Pesach until the Zman of Chipozein. When is the Zman of Chipozein? All the way until the morning. Okay. What about the phrase balailo hazeh? Says Rabbi Akiva, everything is calculated. The word balailo is there to teach me that you cannot eat the Korban Pesach immediately following the sacrificing, the shechita in the afternoon at day. No, you've got to wait till halayla. What does the word hazeh teach me? That it's got to be tonight and only tonight. Why would I have thought otherwise? Because I would have thought I can compare it to kochim kaleh mishlomim. So I would have thought that you can eat the Korban tonight and also tomorrow night. That's why I need a Torah to tell you, well, sorry, actually, that's not the case. Only eat it, not this afternoon. You can eat it tonight, but only tonight, and that is it. Mr. Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow.
It's great.
Yeah.
Be well, everybody. Have a great day.
Oh. Thank you.